When the Lord was on the lap of his mother, the child would at once stop crying as soon as the ladies surrounding him chanted the holy name with clap of hands. The peculiar incident was observed by the neighbors of the Lord with awe and veneration. Sometimes the younger ladies took pleasure in making the Lord crying and then stop him by chanting the holy name. So from the very childhood the Lord began to preach the importance of the holy name. Lord Sri Chaitanya was known as Nimai in his early age. This name was given by his beloved mother because the Lord took his birth underneath a neem tree in the courtyard of his paternal house. When the Lord was offered solid foodstuff at the age of 6 months in the Annaprashan ceremony, the Lord indicated his future activities. It is a rule to offer the child at the time both coins and books to see the future taste of the child. The Lord was offered both sides, coins and the Bhagwat, but the Lord accepted Srimad Bhagwatam instead of the coins. When he was 5 years old, he was initiated for learning, and he showed himself a naughty boy. And when he was a mere baby crawling on the yard, one day it so happened that a snake appeared before the baby, and the Lord began to play with it. All the members of the house were struck with fear and awe, but after a little while the snake went away, and the baby was taken away by his mother. Sometime he was stolen by a thief in order to take away his ornaments, but the Lord took a pleasure trip on the shoulder of the bewildered thief. The thief was searching for a solitary place in order to rob the baby, and it so happened that the thief, wandering hither and thither, arrived at last just before the house of Jagannath Misra, and he was afraid of being caught hold of. He therefore dropped the baby at once, and the anxious parents and relatives were glad to see the lost child. Once upon a time, a pilgrim Brahmin was received at the house of Jagannath Misra, and when the Brahmin was offering the foodstuff to Godhead, the Lord appeared before him and partook of the prepared foodstuff. The eatables were rejected on being touched by a child, and the Brahmin again prepared the foodstuff. The next time the same incidents happened. For the third time the same attempt was made, and the baby was forcibly made to go asleep at night within the room. At about 12 in the night, when all the members of the house were fast asleep within the closed room, the pilgrim Brahmin offered his prepared foodstuff to his deity. And in the same way, the baby Lord appeared before the pilgrim and spoiled his offerings. The Brahmin again began to cry, but as everyone was fast asleep, nobody could reply. At that time, child Lord appeared before the fortunate pilgrim Brahmin and disclosed his identity as Krishna himself. The Brahmin was forbidden to disclose the incidents, and the baby went back to the lap of his mother as fast asleep. There are many such incidences in his childhood life. As a naughty boy, sometimes he used to tease the orthodox Brahmins, who used to take bath in the Ganges. When they complained to his father, the boy appeared before the father as if just coming from the school, and at the bathing ghat he used to play jokes with the neighboring girls who were engaged in the worship of Shiva with hope of getting good husband. That is a practice amongst the unmarried girls in the Hindu family. While engaged in such worship, the Lord, as a naughty boy, appeared before them and said, "My dear sisters, please give me all the offerings you have just brought for Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is my devotee, and Parvati is my maidservant. If you worship me, the Lord Shiva and all other demigods will be more satisfied." Some of them refused to obey the naughty Lord, and he would curse them that on refusal she would be married with an old man with 7 children by his previous wife. The girls, out of fear and sometimes out of love, also would offer him all materials, and then the Lord would bless them with assurance that they would have very good young husband, and that they would be mother of dozens of children. These blessings would enliven the girls, but they used to complain the incidents to their respective mothers. In this way the Lord passed his early childhood, and when he was just 16 years old he started his own Chatushpati, village school, conducted by a learned Brahmin. and in the school teachings he would simply explain Krishna, even in the readings of grammar. Srila Jiva Goswami, in order to please the Lord, had later on composed a grammar in Sanskrit, in which all the rules of the grammar are exemplified with the holy names of the Lord. This grammar is still current and is known as Harinamamrita Vyakaran, and is prescribed by the syllabus of Sanskrit schools in Bengal till now. During this time, a great Kashmir scholar of the name Keshav Kashmir came to Navadvip to hold meetings on the discourse of Shastras. The Kashmiri pundit was a champion scholar, and he had traveled all the places of learning in India. At last he came to Navadvip to contest the learned pundits there. The pundits of Navadvip decided to put forward Nimai Pandit, Lord Chaitanya, before the Kashmiri Pandit, thinking it wise if Nimai Pandit was defeated, they would have another chance with a plea that Nimai Pandit was a boy only. And if the Kashmiri Pandit was defeated, then they would be more glorified, because people will know that a boy of Navadvip defeated such a champion scholar of all India repute. And it so happened that Nimai Pandit met the Kashmiri Pandit while strolling on the bank of the Ganges. The Lord requested the Kashmiri Pandit to compose a Sanskrit verse in praise of the Ganges, and the Pandit within a short time composed a verse of 100 slokas in praise of the Mother Ganges. He recited the verses like storm and showed sufficient strength of his vast learning. Nimai Pandit also at once took by heart all the slokas without deviation of a line. He quoted the 64th sloka and pointed out some deficiencies in the calculation of rhetorical and literary irregularities. He particularly pointed out one word, bhavani bharata, and pointed out that this word conveys opposite meaning. Bhavani means the wife of Shiva, and who else can be her bharata or husband? In this way he pointed out several discrepancies in one sloka, and the Kashmiri pundit was struck with wonder. He was astonished as to how a student of grammar could point out such literary mistakes of an erudite scholar. The matter was ended prior any public meeting, and the news was spread all over Navadvip like wildfire. At last Keshava Kashmiri was ordered in dream by the goddess of learning to submit before the Lord, and the Kashmiri pundit became a follower of the Lord. The Lord was then married with great pomp and gay, and began to preach the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord at Navadvip. Some of the Brahmins became envious of his popularity, and they put many hindrances on his path. At last such Brahmins complained the matter before Muslim magistrate at Navadvip. Bengal was then governed by Pathans, and the governor of the province was Nawab Hussein Shah. The Muslim magistrate of Navadvip took up the complaints of the Brahmins seriously, and at first he warned the followers of Nimai Pandit not to chant loudly the name of Hari. But Lord Chaitanya asked his followers to disobey the orders of the Qazi, and they went on with their Samkirtan party as usual. The magistrate then sent constables and broke some of the mridangas where Samkirtan was taking place. When Nimai Pandit heard this incident, he organized a civil disobedience movement at Navadvip. He is the pioneer of civil disobedience movement in India for the right cause. He organized a procession of one lakh of men with thousands of mridangas and kartel, and the procession passed over the roads of Navadvip without any fear of the Qazi who issued the order.